1978. This is an interview with Joseph Beeke. Dad, as a start, you can just tell us a little about your parents and where you were born.
My dad was born in Germany in 1856. Moved to Ohio at the age of 7. Moved to Michigan at the age of 20. Mother was born in New York State. Moved to Michigan about at the age of 19.
Now, what did they both do when they moved to Michigan? Where did they? Well,
they moved on the farm. My father lived a half mile west of Lake Norris. My mother lived a mile east of Lake Norris.
Who is she?
Catherine Snyder. My father's name is Adolf Beeke, you got that?
And then how old were they, what year did they get married?
1886.
And then you were the oldest?
I was the oldest, and I was born in November 1884.
How many more are there in the family?
There was five of us. Altogether, five children. I was the oldest.
And what did you do there on the farm? Was there any?
Well, we didn't do nothing on the farm much. We didn't farm, but I was a nurse kid. My father worked in an implement store, sold implements and hardware, and then we rented the farm out at that time.
But he did own the farm.
We owned the farm, owned 40 acres. And went to school, Catholic school, Mount South of Lake Norris. At age,
how old were you when you went to school?
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm. And I went to school until I was 15.
What was school like in those days?
Well, it was just, we had the old-fashioned arithmetic and reading, writing, and arithmetic. We had two grades of arithmetic.
You had one teacher for the whole school?
No, we had two teachers. They had one upstairs, that's the younger ones, up to about, third reader or something like that. And then when they get that far along, they went downstairs, and from then on up to the fifth reader. That's as high as we got them to. That's the tops.
Then you were through school. How old were you usually when you were through school?
I was 15. We had a restriction then. It was supposed to go to 16, but my birthday was close by, so I didn't have to go along the phone. I went home quick then. And I worked along by the day.
Did you have to go to school every day?
Oh, yeah.
Because you lived quite a few miles, didn't you?
Yeah, we walked up. Well, we asked about it sometime. Well, once in a while in our city store, we didn't have to go, but that's very seldom. That day, so we had snow from sometime the latter part of November till spring. We didn't have it, so our sleighs, no automobiles, horse and sleigh.
No lights?
Not really candle, but all lights.
Oh.
No electricity. Anywhere.
What do you heat? How do you heat the homes?
Wood stoves.
Everything? Schools too?
School was hit with wood stoves, yeah. We had a great big tall stove in the center of the building. And kept firing it. We had chunkweed and a lot of big stuff in there.
Yeah. It'd be cold. And what'd you do nights when you got home from school? What time did you get home?
Well, that day we had to go to school at 4 o'clock. We got home, see, we had 2 miles and a half. That's a good hour. It was about 5 or 8 before we got home.
Then what'd you do?
Well, went out and milked the cows and fed the pigs and went to the house. That's the entertainment of any kind, but tell them what you make yourself, play the cards maybe or something like get to it.
So when at age 16 when you were out of school, what'd you do? Help your dad at the implements or what?
No,
then
when I worked around the neighbors a little bit once in a while, so I didn't do much of anything. I didn't do much till after I was about 19, 20, and then was when I started to work. Then we moved from that, we sold that place and moved to a mile east of Lake Corners, Grandpa Smarty's farm. We bought that. And then we had to go to work. Then we, there's three of us. I worked out for the day quite a lot. From then on, different roads would need some help with it.
A farm?
Yeah, farming and different things. And in 1908, I went into creamery. I got the job in the creamery. I was there for 3 years.
Where was the creamery?
For the Lake Corners.
Oh.
And then...
Was that a big concern?
Well, it's just a one horse affair. I don't stand there one night. It's just one person. I make better maybe.
Just for the people around there?
Yeah, well, it's maybe more for out there. Yeah.
I mean, did they, you just made the butter for them or just sell?
No, they sold it. That's just sold it. They shipped to New York. They put it up in 60-pound tubs. And we had to take it over to Montrose, get ship it there, and we go to New York, either New York or New Jersey.
Well, how'd you get to Montrose?
Oh, what was the horse's leg?
And then how'd you get to New York?
Yeah.
How'd you get to New York?
A train.
Oh.
There was a refrigerator car that came along there, it was a certain day of the week. They took that, they shipped it to New York by freight. For goods, they would run the car, run the truck that carried our butter over to the Montrose.
Oh.
He worked for the outlets for the grocery store.
Where did you learn how to make butter?
I learned butter making there by a fellow named Martin that was a butter maker before I was there. He learned me. I worked with him for some time there. And then he wanted to leave, so I took over.
So how many years did you work for him before?
I worked that summer. And in fall of the year, in January rather, I went to Lansing, Michigan State College, for a course of butter making, which was a 6-week course. And I was down there for 6 weeks, and then came back and took over again.
You kind of ran the place all by yourself?
Oh yeah, I was alone.
The only one that worked in there?
Yeah. I had a fellow there that he was the boss of the dealer there. He had that job for me where I wanted to get away with something for a little while or something. He told me it didn't matter, he could make butter too. He was a fellow that met Earl. He was my boss there, but he didn't make any better. He was the president of the company.
Mm. But all the farmers, they just brought in their milk?
They had about 6 different wagons that hauled milk in from the farmers. They had to pick it up and hold in there, and then we'd separate, get the cream, and we were working with, we had a, of course, ripe, that is they called it, ate it for a day or so, so it warmed it up and then cooled it off again. And then the next day we made butter out of it. Put the cream in one day and made butter the next.
Yeah, what kind of olives did you put in?
Not too much, it wasn't so much. It started out to, well, I used to always get down there about 6 o'clock in the morning, get fired up. I had a boiler, a big boiler in there to fire up and all to heat everything. And the wagons started coming there about 9 o'clock, from 9 to 11. The wagons had come in, we unload them, and then in the afternoon I had to go down there and warm it all up first at a certain temperature, and then when it's all mixed together, go to work and cool it down to temperature that I keep overnight, put ice around it, and ice it too. And the next morning, it's just ready to churn.
That's kind of something.
The butter factory was, well, I don't know, I used to put out about maybe 200 or 300 pounds of butter a day. I don't know how many of it was. So them 60 pound tubs, that hold 60 pounds, 60, 120, 240, yeah. About five tubs of butter they used to make a day at that time.
Huh. You worked there how many years?
Worked there 3 years. Worked there, put there 4 years. I worked there just off and on before something there. But this butter maker wanted to leave, so he got me to make butter, and he left. And I went out for 3 years.
So you said you went to college, huh?
Yeah, I went to college, sure. Yeah, I went to college. Didn't get kicked out either.
So then, from there, where'd you go?
After I come to Chess Lake. I had my application in Chesney Harbor Company. I didn't make the butter milk because it's too wet, it's damp there. So I got a chance to come to Chesney. That was in 1911, April 1st, 1911. Been here ever since.
You worked at the hardware company?
Yeah. Worked in the hardware store and delivery and everything there. We had machinery and all kinds of stuff. I drove a team for the first couple of months. Steady equipment there.
What do you mean you drove a team?
Delivery.
Oh.
Stuff.
Oh.
Spring of the year. This is in April. And then that fall they wanted me back in the Republican again. They wanted to have me back for a year or two. So I got a leave from the harbor and went back there and made butter for just 1 week. When I came down with the arthritis, so I had to go to bed.
Oh, yeah?
And then I was in bed for about a week or 10 days, and I went back again. That time I really got it. I was in the bed for about a month then.
Hmm. What did you do for arthritis then? Just put you in bed?
Oh, no. That was the only thing he knows he could do is to go over to Mount Clemens and get takes the baths. So I went over there and I was over there for about a month. And that fall.
What kind of bath? What do you mean?
So, a mineral bath over the Mount Pleasant, around Clements.
Oh.
That's a deep mineral water bath. I come back here and back home and come back to Chesney again. Or sometime by the 1st of September.
Was there quite a change living in Chesney from the farm?
Oh no, I kind of liked it. I wanted to get off the farm.
the chess thing, was that more advanced though, or what?
Well, this was a...
Did we have lights and stuff in Chesney?
Yeah, we had lights. We had street lights, some. At very large, you couldn't see much of them, but there were street lights. Bulbs hanging, and all you have hanging in the street down the line, like you used to have one out on the corner here.
Is that where you met Mother?
I met her and Mabel Grove, and I was making better.
Oh.
She came out there and she worked for John Apple one summer. Over there, and then when I come Chesney, she came to all the way down there to the prairie farm, to Jacobs, and worked for him for a year.
You mean at his house?
At his house, yeah. And that fall, the Gus Sutter hired her, Emma Sutter, Eva Sutter, and Emma Renstick. We're in a hotel, they helped for the hotel. Yeah, they all came out here then.
Oh, what kind of work she do in the hotel?
Well, it's Mother was a, she was a dining room. There was you worked in the dining room, her and Emma. Eva worked in the kitchen, and Emma Winslet was a chambermaid. She worked upstairs.
Were you dating her when she was working for this Jacobs and Aldi?
Yeah.
Well, how did you get out there? Horse and buggy?
Yeah, we used to hire a horse and buggy.
How often did you date?
About, sometimes once a week, sometimes once in 2 weeks in Pennsylvania, we had a hire a horse. Guy Miller and I, we hired a horse, and then he worked with this one girl who worked down there after that, went down the store. So that's, we went down there, and then that fall, it's when Gus Sutter hired her then, and she was in town ever since then.
So then, when did you get married? What was the date?
In 1912, next year. So I went out there in spring of 1911, and then spring of 1912, I went back to the benefactor there, but I almost stayed out there. Well, I was out there about 3 months. I went going to taking a bath at the hospital, but I went to the hospital, but getting cured off in this arthritis.
And that cured your husband with that?
Pretty good. Yeah.
So then we got married, did she continue working?
No. See.
Where did you live before you got married?
Up here on Front Street, where, oh, I can't take his name, I works for Pete Dunn Company, in the fat office there, a big tall fella.
What, you just moved in with a family?
No. But the house is empty there, we were in the house.
Who's we?
Mother and I.
Oh, this is after you're married. Yeah. No, I meant before you got married and you came in town as a young man. Who did you live with?
Huh? Who stayed with us? It was two with Tortino.
A family?
Yeah, I put my son together there, and then there, for Johnson's lived there then.
Oh.
And then Tortino moved in there. And I stayed with him for, back 4 or 5 months. And then he quit there and went out in the country. He bought a house out in the country, and so I had to move there and went downstate with Gus Sutter. And that next winter, Gus wanted to get a hired girl, so I went over to Toretto House and stayed with him from then on till I...
Just kind of rented a room, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Room and board.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then you and Mother got married, then where did you live?
On Front Street here, mm-hmm. Up there by, can't tell you where.
Did you rent a house or an apartment?
Yeah, rent the house.
The whole house?
Yeah. I can't think of the fellow's name that lived in there then, worked for pizzas.
What,
Before that, after that, moved in after that, after I left.
Yeah.
The house belonged to We picked them.
How many years did you live there?
Just the next 1st of April when he sold the house. Then we moved from there, we moved over there by the schoolhouse there where we had Harry Brown was.
Oh, yeah.
We lived there for a year.
On Lyon Street there.
On Lyon Street. And then, the next spring, she got married. This girl right there, I remember her from Mora. Can't think of the last name, I can't think of that. Anyway, so she got married and she wanted the house, so we went over there and forget it is now.
In Clark Street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you do, buy the house or rented it first?
Rented it for 3 years. And in 1917, we bought it.
At that time, you had how many kids?
Louis. She was still on that one.
And you bought the house.
Mm-hmm.
Did it have all modern conveniences when you bought it?
No. Had a pitcher pump in the kitchen for water out of the cistern. Cistern was underneath the house. The bathroom was out in the backyard. And lights, we had just one bulb hanging down from the ceiling and one in each room just hanging from the ceiling. Next door, the light there was just didn't have any pockets, so they didn't need any amount of pocket anyway.
And they were still eaten by wood stoves.
Yeah.
How long before you got modern conveniences in the house?
Oh, gradually I began. It was there like that for maybe about 2 years, and then we took the basement out and put a basement underneath the house and got put a furnace in.
That's what, cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And you ended up having how many kids?
10.
Not bad. And then what? Let me see. You worked at that, you came in town and worked at the hardware. Okay. You said you worked at the hardware. How many years?
I worked at Chesney Hardware Company for 14 years. When Sperry wanted to sell out, I got Fred and went and bought it. That was in 1925.
And that was located where?
Well, it was located right where Fred Woods is now. Where the Woods Hardware is. We had the ones at East there. That was our store. Then after we grew together first, and we divided it in, and I took the furniture end of it and Fred had the hardware.
We were together, how many years?
We worked together for 20 years, Fred and I. Then we split up. And I took the furniture, end of it over there, furniture and refrigeration at that time. Had a few washing machines. Fred had the hardware in. Then from there on, that was...
We see somewhere along there, though, that didn't you work for the Ford company, or?
That was down the garage, down the Chesney Hardware Company, that was Ford.
Oh, they sell cars, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't get that in there.
Oh, how did you, how had cars been out very long? How'd that go?
Well, there were very few then. The first year I was there, I sold a few. Tom Baczynski had one. And where was it's a matter of kind of thing.
Did you have one?
No, not that. I didn't have one until 1917.
But you knew how to drive?
Oh yeah. I learned to drive in 1911. I drove cars ever since 1911. First year I was working there. We had no old or wheel. But we drove around the repair work.
Well, what did these men do when they came in by a car?
We didn't have any silver on that note. That was early.
mean, did they know how to, who taught them how to drive and stuff?
Well, they listen, I don't think they listen.
Didn't you teach them how to drive?
Not them yet. That's all about, see, that was about 15 there, we started. That's when we started to move cars. But before then, anybody learned to drive, we get one, but they had to stay with it for 3-4 days sometimes to get some of them old boys. Anyway, some of them old fellas that had the money so they could buy cars with.
Mm-hmm. What did the new car cost?
Oh, from $550, something like that. That very much higher, $500 to $600 you could get a good new phone. When I bought mine, it was about $700. That was later.
You sure didn't buy things on time then, did you? If you bought a car, you have to pay for it, huh?
I bought mine, I just had a charge to go on the books. Yeah, I was working there, and I just, the two of them took some out every week, so much of it.
Would they do that to most people, charge it?
No. No, this was just, I was working there, you know. I bought this car, this one that's been driving to Grand Rapids from here. The fellow was a good worker, and lost his car, so he really had a pair of clothes that had a contract on the car. So I went over and I got the car and let it hang for what it's left on it.
The most time they had to have pay cash for it, huh?
Well, it's some paid cash. At that time, you know, there's they wouldn't buy a car without they had the money because heck, they didn't need a car or anything. They were just wondering what the heck it's about. It's just about home, town, or they didn't get out of the township very much in those days.
And you get to go where and pick up the cars?
Detroit.
You get to go pick them up and...
Yeah, well, in those days we didn't drive them through there. They shipped them through. They took them, knocked them down, put them in a car, in a railroad car, and shipped them through. And the roads wasn't... Had to go out in the middle of summer and just couldn't drive because there wasn't any. The roads wasn't taken care of then yet. This place up between here to try, the sand was so deep you couldn't hardly get through. All that kind of stuff.
Oh, well.
Yeah. We had to push each other out more than once, so I was driving through. So there was at least two go down right after cars. You get in some of that darn sand, you know. Up out through Pontiac through there.
The largest country, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have a bank? Did you have a bank in Chesney?
Yeah, we had the Chesney State Bank. It was there. It was the first bank in town.
And then
one goes a little while later, was the one started National Bank, that was the one where Karen Schaefer was cashier at. That went a while, but Campbell started a bank, there were two down there. Campbell started the bank, and then they sold out to the National. And then later on, Coral started a bank across the road there, they had all kinds of banks.
You mean you had three at one time?
Yeah.
Holy Moses, how many stores were in town for three banks?
Well, I don't know. This.
If you had three banks in Chesney, how many other stores were there?
One was Fort Tilling Shoe Store, Kansas Grocery Store,
okay, now you were saying there's three banks and you were naming the stores in Chesney.
The stores, I was Campbell had a store there. Jackson.
Jackson, what was it?
grocery, that's a grocery store. Grocery, that is a grocery and dry goods, that's a combination store, general store.
Camp also is that?
Camp was a grocery store most of the time. And then there was the Chesson Harbor Company, that's where I worked. And on the other side, there was a shoe store. I can't tell his name now. And after the fair, there was a shoe store there. He used to be a shoemaker. And then, Charlie Chandler, grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other corner was Johnson, with a grocery store, grocery and dry goods. And then was Bagans. Shoe store?
Two shoe stores even, huh?
Yeah.
How many taverns?
I don't know. The hotel had one, and then there was Frank Martin had one, and down the line there was a
approximately what year was this?
Hamlet and approximately
what? Approximately what year?